Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers here, the wake-up call coach and host of the Mama Truth Show. I'm sending you so much love this Monday, and I just had to do a show. This is probably going to be pretty short and sweet about family, quote-unquote, vacations are a big fat lie. Okay, do you feel me, mamas? I don't care how old your children are. I mean, I feel like it's even more work when you have, like, babies and you have, like, your entire car filled with gear when you're off onto some trip somewhere, or your car is full of gear and you're heading to the airport and you're checking in a pack and play and a stroller and a car seat and all of that. And even with my almost 10-year-old, who maybe even by the time this airs, she will be 10, OM to the G. I mean, it is insane. And I feel like sometimes when we say, oh, we're off on a family vacation, we have this expectation, this idea in our minds that we're going to be lounging by a pool or at the beach or in the, you know, on a hike in the woods. And it's going to be this really luxurious, spacious downtime for us and our family. And I just got back from my family vacation and was reminded there is no such thing as a family vacation. Let's just make the oath that we're going to call them family trips or family adventures, because as we know, moms, it's the same grind, different location. You're still dealing with the complaining, with the whining, first off. You're dealing, in my case, with, you know, my 3-year-old who has the nap still, and we're trying to negotiate nap times, and everyone's getting up super early in the morning. I'm like, why can our children not get the memo to sleep in when we're on vacation? I just don't understand. It's just like, oh my gosh, I just really want them to sleep the F in. You know what I'm saying? And they're still trying to pack 75 snacks when you're off for the hike for the day or going to the beach or whatever your vacation was this year, even if it was a staycation where you took a little time off your work and you were at home. I mean, it is still the grind of parenthood, of motherhood, of taking care of a little one. So I don't know about you, but when I got back from my family vacation, I just wanted to sleep for like 3 days straight. I was exhausted. I was like, you know, and we just went up to the little lake by that we go to every year for 4 generations. We've been swimming in this lake. It's such a sweet spot. And it was all about, you know, the beach and going swimming and, you know, having them get their swimsuits on and then getting the sunblock on them and da 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 da. It's like by the time I got to the beach each day, I just wanted to sit down in the beach chair and fall asleep. But of course I couldn't because I had to watch my 3-year-old in the water. You know what I'm saying? And by the time we got home, you know, we had to clear out the cabin, strip the beds, do the this, do the that, like all of that stuff. And then traffic was really bad on the way home. And Rob, my husband, and I just looked at each other and we're like, I am freaking exhausted. The girls were exhausted, but then of course, you know, we still needed to figure out what was going to happen for dinner and get the girls to bed and all of that stuff. So no more. We're not calling it a vacation. It just sets up too big of an expectation. Instead, we are going to call them family trips or family adventures, which I feel like it's kind of fun. You know, we're going to go on a little adventure as a family, but under no circumstances am I going to have any expectation that I'm going to get to sleep in or relax. It just does not happen, at least for me. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Amy Ehlers Coach. Let me know what you think about this new stand that I'm taking for family vacations are a big fat lie, and we need to start just calling them family trips. Okay. Sending so much love until next week, sending you all the love in the world and reminding you to embrace the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.